A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Mary and Joseph had to take a trip to Bethlehem, the town King David was from. But when they reached the little town, they found every room was full. Every bed was taken. "Go away," the innkeepers told them. "There isn't any place for you." Where would they stay? Soon Mary's baby would come. They couldn't find anywhere except an old tumble-down stable. So they stayed where the cows and the donkeys and the horses stayed. And there, in the stable, amongst the chickens and the donkeys and the cows, in the quiet of the night, God gave the world his wonderful gift. The baby that would change the world was born. His baby son. Mary and Joseph wrapped him up to keep him warm. They made a soft bed of straw and used the animal's feeding trough as his cradle. As they gazed in wonder at God's great gift, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, Mary and Joseph named him Jesus, Emmanuel, which means God had come to live with us, because, of course, he had.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for you and the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory, glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth, peace for those on whom his favor rests." Now, when the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been said to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary, she treasured up all these things in her heart and pondered them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just exactly as had been told to them.
John 1 verse 9. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you, Jesus, that you became a baby to dwell on this earth and introduce us to God and make a way for us to know God ourselves. Those that were present that night knew everything had changed the moment you were born. They knew that God's glory had entered the world. Would you reveal these mysteries to us too as well? May we recognize you and receive you. As Tim, one of our pastors, comes to open up some of these passages to us, God, may you open our hearts to hear and understand what you have to say to us, and fill Tim with your power and wisdom as he does so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone. Happy Christmas. Do you know what the best-selling Christmas song of all time is? Oh, there's a few Mariah Carey fans out there. It's not. That's the most streamed. But actually, in terms of sales, according to the Guinness World Records, with over 100 million copies sold, it's Bing Crosby's White Christmas. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Oh, we could keep going, couldn't we? What are you dreaming of this Christmas? If you could have anything, anything at all, what would you ask for? I asked my 17-year-old daughter what she wanted. She surprised me when she said, I want to go to Hogwarts. I mean, wouldn't that be cool? To go to the magical world of Harry Potter. Anyone like that? Like the best school in the world. You know, one of the places I always wanted to go as a child was Narnia. The world of Narnia is one that you enter through the back of a wardrobe. And into this magical land where there's these kind of mythical creatures, there's Aslan the lion, the white witch, centaurs and dwarves. I love these stories. I love this idea that there is another world kind of in touching distance, yeah, from our own. Where there's these battles going on between good and evil. You know, when I was a child, I used to check the back of wardrobes, you know, it's like, sometimes I would just go and sit in the wardrobe, just hoping, believing it might open up. Anyone else? Is it just me? Has anyone tried running their trolley at the wall in King's Cross Station of platform 9 3/4? Anyone tried that? No, I mean, you wouldn't be so stupid, would you? I mean, it's not real, is it? These other worlds? Why do we love these stories so much? Why do we tell these magical stories at Christmas? I think the answer is because on one level, these stories are actually true. There is more to this world than what we can touch and what we can see. In fact, these stories, they kind of tap into a deep longing in our hearts for something more, for something supernatural. C.S. Lewis famously wrote, "If I find myself a desire which no experience in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that I was made for another world." You know, when we look at the real events of the first Christmas, what we're seeing is the door kind of actually opening to another world. A world of angels and enemies and prophecies and light and darkness, but most importantly, God himself coming to earth. And tonight I want to talk and help us think about how you and I can open a door into another world and experience all that we long for in the depths of our hearts. Anyone want to find a door like that? We're going to do two things to help us find our way. We're going to sing a carol, and then we're going to listen to a song by the Children. And both of these songs, they have clues to where this door is and how it opens. If you're able, let's stand, and we're going to sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem." Do you remember where we left off? We're looking for a door to another world. Maybe this advert that we're going to watch now can help us with our search.
What are you looking for?
Something for you.
You're not going to find it.
No, not here.
I don't want a doll.
I want a nose ring.
Jewelry.
Is it a politician? What? It's coming for me. It's happening.
Everything's going to be fine. He's healthy. He's amazing.
He's a boy.
This is mine.
What's your problem? It doesn't even look good on you.
Get out of my room. And you still haven't even found me again.
You actually came.
Not this place.
Oh, Sal, get out.
What are you doing up there?
Hurry up.
You.
It's a good one. And the advert gets at least one thing right. The key to finding the perfect gift is knowing where to look. So do you know where to look this Christmas for yourself, for those you love? Where do you look to find a door to another world? You know, in the advert, the woman is looking for a gift for her sister, but she keeps finding herself in the wrong department, the wrong part of the store. She's looking at options, and each time she thinks, well, that's not what my sister needs. That doesn't fit who she was. It doesn't fit who she is now. It's not what I'm looking for. Do you know, I think life can be a bit like that. You know, we're constantly trying to find the thing that's going to make sense of life, that's going to bring us joy and peace. You know, at Christmas, we We have all kinds of things that are on our list. You got a Christmas list? Anyone? Yeah, a few of us. You know, things that we hope will kind of be under the tree, or at least in our future. I wonder kind of what department you're looking in this Christmas, what you are pinning your hopes on. Maybe you're hoping for, something from the toy department. Is anyone hoping for toys this Christmas? Yeah, a few people? Something, yes. Maybe something from like the technology department. Ooh, new phone maybe. Maybe something from the beauty department. Or maybe your ambitions are bigger. Maybe you want, you're after the kind of the bigger house. You know, the better health. Or maybe you're just ready for a holiday. Who's ready for a holiday? Yeah? Which department are you looking in at the moment? I had someone say to me this beginning of this week, they said, if I could just win the lottery, then life would be okay. And I was thinking about that and thinking, do you know, many of us have a kind of, if only I had this, don't we, in life? If I could just have this, if I just had that better relationship, that better career, then life would be okay. And it is strange that even if we get our better ifs, if only ifs, it seems that those deep longings remain. Now, Jim Carrey famously said these words. He said, I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they ever dreamed of so that they can see that it's not the answer. So if everything we're dreaming of, everything you're dreaming of isn't the answer, what is the answer? You know, our new government came to power with a one-word slogan, change. There was basically no detail on what would change, but it was like things are so bad, just promising change, whatever it is, would be enough. But my question is, who can bring the depth of change that we need and we long for? If we look around our world, there are such enormous problems that it's like no gift and no government seems to be able to solve. It's like the world doesn't have the solutions we're looking for. Where do you find a gift that makes sense of everything that you are, that makes sense of life, that connects with everything that's been of your history, of who you are now, gives you hope for the future? I mean, I love the advert, but my hunch is John Lewis doesn't have what we're looking for. A big enough answer, and definitely not the jewelry department. You know, our reading describes a light coming into the world at that first Christmas. And I noticed that behind these presents down here, there's a light. And I think the Lurcock children are just going to help me. Just wonder if you could just move some of these presents aside. See what there is behind there. This looks like something very ordinary. What is that? What is that? Anyone? It's a manger. It's a manger. Why a manger? You know, the children, who are we celebrating at Christmas? Pardon? Who are we celebrating? Jesus. Jesus, you know, the children sang, isn't it amazing? God became a baby. So the world would never be the same because after the baby came. That's a mind-blowing thought, God becoming human. Why would God do that? I mean, how does a helpless baby born in a simple manger help us? You know, if it's true that Jesus comes to bring light, why is there so much darkness still? Well, we're told something very curious happens at the first Christmas when Jesus comes. You might have noticed it read earlier. Verse 10 says, though the world was made through him, though Jesus is the God who made everything, The world did not recognize him. It's like he's ignored. Like there's no room for Jesus, no room at the inn, no room in our lives for the only one who can actually bring the change that we need. It's like we want all the gifts, but not the giver of the gifts. How do you make room for Jesus? How do you receive what Jesus offers? Where is this door to another world and the peace and the joy that the angels sing about? Well, Jesus himself tells us. In Revelation 3:20, he says this, "Here I am. I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." This is a picture of Jesus knocking on the door of our lives. You know, the secret hidden door to another world is not at the back of a wardrobe. It is not at King's Cross Station. It is somewhere quite surprising. It is in here, in the hearts of each one of us. How do you open that door? What happens when you do? Well, our reading says this, verse 12, it says, "To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." The key to this door is actually the key that lies at the heart of many of our favorite Christmas stories. It is believing. Believing the true story of Jesus. And receiving Jesus opens a door to a whole new world, a new beginning. Becoming children of God. You know, the reason we long for another world is because simply this world is, though it's beautiful, is very broken. And the reason this world is so broken is because we, though also so very beautiful, are also very broken. We make a mess. And amazingly, Jesus comes, God comes, not to tell us off, as many expect, but to clean us up. To help us. He comes full of grace and truth. Jesus becomes one of us to solve a problem we cannot solve on our own. The door to another world is locked and broken, but not on kind of God's side. It's broken on our side. That's where the repair work is needed, and that's why God becomes human to come and fix things from our side. To forgive, to break the power of darkness in our lives with the most extraordinary act of love the world has ever seen. Jesus comes. He grows up, and then out of love, Jesus gives his life for you and for me on the cross. He takes all our wickedness, our sin, our rejection of God, and he pays for it, and he fixes the door to a relationship with God. And Jesus offers to all who would receive him the right to become children of God. Children who actually have access to another world, to our Father in heaven. Jesus becomes a child of humanity like us. So that we could become like him, children of God. You know, when the first Christians made room for Jesus, they were filled with a new joy and sense of God's presence and power. And the world around them actually started to really change. And the same is possible today. The gift has been given. What's needed is for it to be received. But Jesus never barges his way in. The handle to this door in your heart is on the inside. The question is, will you open it? If you want, you can open a door now by choosing to trust in Jesus, receive his forgiveness, and invite him in. And if you want to, you can pray a prayer, which is like the key that unlocks the door. And it's going to be a prayer up on the screen here. I invite you just to look at that and just, if you want to invite Jesus in, you can pray this with me. You can pray it quietly in your heart, or you can pray out loud with me. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you that you came to earth so I could become one of your children. please forgive me for living my life without you. Thank you that you died on the cross for me so that I could be forgiven. I choose to open the door of my heart and to believe in you. Please come in and be with me forever. Please fill me with your joy and peace and help me follow you. You know, the more room you make for Jesus, the more joy you will take this Christmas time. And the choir are now going to sing a song about this joy that we get as we receive Jesus.